This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:39 here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman in for Steve today. Dave Bennett's here. Mary Vanderbilt, Steve Grzanich. Coming up 8 o'clock, Boots Riley's going to join us, the filmmaker for the film Sorry to Bother You, which is getting great reviews. Great film. Lakeith Stanfield in theaters now this weekend. Awesome to have Boots Riley here. I'm so excited about this. I saw the film this week. So
you're pumped.
I am. I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up for our next guest, too, because I don't know. I will say this, Dave. I'm not sure there's been this much, pre-press for a protest in Chicago in recent memory. I know there's a lot of protests and things happened downtown. We had a lot during the Chicago Teachers Union. There's always protests about the violence in some parts of the city. But this one has gotten the attention of Chicago police, state police, even the country, in the sense that there is a protest plan to shut down the Dan Ryan Expressway tomorrow morning. It's led by the senior pastor at the Faith Community of St. Sabina Church in Chicago, of course, Reverend Michael Flager, who joins us on the line. Father Flager, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you, sir.
So let's talk about this. Where does this idea come from? There's been so many protests coming over the last couple of years, but what makes this one so important?
Well, we've been meeting with a coalition of young people, both black, white, and brown, for the last 6 months. And that frustration, a growing frustration that, yes, we go out every Friday night and we walk in our community as a church, and certainly have been about a number of protests and the shutdown of Michigan Avenue and all the rest about the violence. But it continues, and not just the violence of guns, of black-on-black crime or police on young brothers' crime, but the violence of unemployment and poor schools and lack of resources, economic development, and mental health accessibility, all those forms of violence, which is crippling communities on the South and the West Side. So we just took a page with our young people out of the really the playbook of Dr. King. When nothing else seems to be working, then you step it up a notch and you create a civil disobedience or direct action that inconveniences the masses of people and also tries to draw the masses of people together to say, I want to address this issue, to put it in the forefront and the front burner of the society, but also then to put demands out saying these are things that need to be dealt with. We can't just keep saying, yes, we're concerned about it and nothing happens.
Father Flager, there are many people who will say that they are sympathetic or they're even emotionally attached to finding ways to stop the violence in Chicago, but they'll stop short of saying, you know, interrupting a major highway, expressway in Chicago and inconveniencing possibly thousands of people might not be the right way to go. What's your response to that?
Well, I understand that. I mean, that's the whole point of civil disobedience and direct action is inconveniencing the masses of people, is causing something of business as usual and the flow of traffic to stop. That's what was done in Birmingham. That was done to the Pettus Bridge. That was done in Montgomery and Selma. I mean, so it is saying we're going to interrupt the business as usual of the masses of people to say we need you to join with us to say let's stop this. Many people drive down the Dan Ryan every single day and never pay attention or care about the pain and the neglect that's going on in east and west of that expressway. So we're saying yes, it is a point of irritant. It's a point of irritation. It's a point of interrupting and making people inconvenient. But guess what? When children get shot, we've had more than 61 children shot since January 1st, which is absolutely comparable within a couple of numbers of the last 2 years. And that's an inconvenience. People say, well, I don't feel safe getting off the Ryan. Well, we don't feel safe off the Ryan either. And it's creating the society say, we've got to do something to get the attention of the masses of people and the attention of the powers that be.
Is this an issue that is essentially a protest to raise awareness, or are you looking for a call to action? What are the demands that you have to some of our leaders?
It's both, Justin. I mean, first it is a bring awareness, and certainly that has come about in the last week and a half. But it's a part of action. Our young people have sent out letters to the governor, to the mayor, and to all those running for governor and mayor, requesting a meeting with them. to bring these issues to them and say, what are you going to do? As a mayoral and a governor elections are taking place, we want to know who are the people who have a plan, and not just nice things and words, but what is the aggressive, concrete plan they have to make a difference and equal these playing fields. Our young people do have a plan. They have all sorts of suggestions they want to make, but say, what's the suggestions of those who are either in office or running for office? Here's what we bring. Now, what are you going to commit yourself to?
And I guess the Illinois State Police have come out saying they're going to try to physically keep you from doing this. There's threats of mass arrests. Are you prepared for civil disobedience to not necessarily become violent, but to be in a position where some of your protesters are arrested?
Well, I think we're prepared for anything. I know last night we had a meeting here. Ever since the state police put that out, we've had major law firms and attorneys from across the spectrum to go volunteer and say, we will be here to help you and support you in any way possible. But, you know, it's kind of amazing to me, Justin, because we're talking about we don't want to close this down because it's something we can't do, it's illegal to do, and yet we close down the expressway whenever a president comes in town. We close down the expressway from 35th Street to 111th Street for Commander Paul Bauer's funeral procession. I understand that, okay with both of those. But now because people want to draw attention to violence and the people dying, and to say that now this will take a different approach, that's a great concern to me.
Father Flager, overall, the city of Chicago has seen a lot when it comes to violence in decades now.
Yes,
but
sir.
There seems to be, I want to hear from you, but this idea of complacency where there are people who live in different neighborhoods where it may not be as violent or have these issues not affect them. Are we seeing, because of desensitizing to the issues of some of these neighborhoods, particularly neighborhoods on the south and west sides?
I think you're exactly right. I think that we've kind of relegated that it's going to be like this, and this is how it's going to be, and this is acceptable, and this normalization on the south and the west sides, and the rest of the city is just saying, don't come into my neighborhood. And we have to say, no, this is not normal, this is not acceptable, and people should not have to live in fear. And our children should not have to be afraid going to school, sitting on the porch, going to the playground. We should be ashamed as a city that we have become the poster boy of America for this violence. And we remember that about 2 months ago, there was an article out that Stroger Hospital has been chosen as a training ground for the Navy medics because they said it was the closest thing they could find in America to a battlefield zone. That ought to make us outraged as a city and say, we can't be seen or known. This is a great city. What do we need to do? We changed around West Loop. We changed around South Loop. We can change what we want to. So what are we going to do to make sure we equal the playing field on the south and west side with jobs, with education, with resources, with economic development, so our city, all the city, can be the great city it is?
You know, as we wrap up here, it's really important to call Father Flager on the line, but it's important that many leaders, religious leaders and community leaders, have come together to almost form a coalition here. It's not just you and the church. There are a lot of people getting together, and the numbers continue to swell. What's the expectation tomorrow? How many people do you think are going to be out? And give us a sort of rundown of what's going to happen.
And you're right on that. There are leaders and pastors from across the west side, the south side, north side, bus coming from Evanston, from Naperville. We've got people coming from all over. My original call we put out was looking for 1,000 people to join us. I think we'll more than triple that.
Father Flager, the senior pastor at the Faith Community of St. Sabina Roman Catholic Church in Chicago, Illinois, planned protest tomorrow to shut down the Dan Ryan Expressway between 79th and 67th. Is that what you were
wondering? Yes, sir. We'll meet at 79th, and the Dan Ryan at 10 a.m. will walk from 79th to 67th.
Father Flager, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
There you go. 312-981-7200. If you would like to weigh in on this issue, of course, a very eloquent and passion plea there, and passion plea by Father Flager to say, hey, you got to get people's attention, and this might be the way to do it. What do you think? 312-981-7200. We'll talk about that. But first, let's get an update or find out what's coming up in the 8 o'clock news, Steve.